Oh, yeah, and Tom Cruise is coming to Texas this week, too.
Oh.
So that's just what we need with him. Uh-huh. Is that a severe weather warning as well? I mean, don't golf clap for him.
Blustery. I mean, you never know if he's going to, like, scale a building or
there's a good chance. There's a good chance, I think, if we, I think we can keep him on the Dallas side of things. But past that, holy cow, it was a busy one.
It's the weekend of day.
For many out there, it is the final days and week of school in the school year. Many high school graduations kicking off this weekend. There was a couple over the weekend. I know Glenrose saluted there, so those Tigers, congrats to you. Tarleton had theirs. Go Texans. But most of the graduations will go down at the end of this week for the high school ranks. Man, we were all over the place this weekend with Hank FM, and Friday certainly we'll hear a little bit of the fun that happened there in Cleburne. Got to kick that off right after the show, and then I took the pink shorts all the way up to Grapevine for Main Street Fest. That was stellar and fantastic. Dodged the rain showers, and Neil McCoy is just, that guy is so money. As good as he was on the show, of course, he was a billion times better on stage. That guy's never not great.
I'm going to look for you, KB.
I love you, Neil.
Did you tell him we're new best friends?
Oh, he knows.
Because he likes that. Okay,
oh,
that's
knows.
Good. I mean,
yeah.
He has the hotline number.
He knows. He didn't give me a backstage pass, but I yelled at him from the front row.
Oh, and then he had his very nice security people come to say hi.
Mm-hmm.
That's special.
Yeah, that's how we get along. Aaron Wilde was down there for a good time on Lake Granbury, as well as they played Will It Float with Real Life Humans. So that's important.
Will It Float!
Well, you know, it's getting close to lake time. And Lemonade Day was all over Hood County. So that was fantastic. Hope you was a part of that. And it's always so cool. Those kids take it so serious. Well, there are some that don't. Because some, it's like, so what do you got in your lemonade? What's your secret? Lemons. All right.
No, real lemons.
Yeah.
No phony baloney.
Well, sometimes not real lemons, but still. Fantastic with kids. The Texas Rangers, they had their 10 millionth walk through the gate there at Globe Life Field.
Oh,
10 millionth fan.
What'd the winner get?
Not sure. I'm still trying to track down who the one person it is that put us over a million here in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
I want to give them a free T-shirt.
Like some answers.
And then have everybody else tell them to go away.
That's not nice.
No, it's not. It was a great weekend at the PBR Billy Bob's. Got the coaches show tonight. Bill Belichick, girlfriend free. But what'd you have this weekend?
Well, you know how you're in that phase of your life where your daughter is like very much a young adult and you have so much freedom? That's not really my life. But we did have a whole lot of fun. We did gymnastics and pizza and played with friends. And I will be honest, that tornado really interfered with 90 Day Fiance last night. Did a lot of cleaning, and I think your snake situation still kind of lurking in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
Because I was at a popular restaurant in Weatherford yesterday morning, and I went in to wash my hands, and I was sitting there, and then I felt something on my foot, and so I screamed.
Yeah.
And I dried my hands, and I ran out, and then I realized it was like the little table skirt over the sink.
I like that my trauma has affected you far more than evidently what I'm dealing with.
And I'm just going to say I was not alone in the bathroom, so I apologize to the
Did
nice
you
young
say
lady.
Out loud, like over the stall, like, sorry about that, it's fine, everything's
okay,
fine.
I know, I actually was like, oh my gosh, I may just die of embarrassment. So I went back to the table, and I said to my daughter, can you go wait for little Bo, because I may not make it.
You sent your kid in?
No, just kind of
after,
like, no. I mean, it was only like 5 feet away. He's fine.
You
got to
do the parenting.
Fine. Yeah,
you go,
it's good. That's
weird.
What she's, I mean,
well,
she is upper management.
If it makes
I didn't
you
make
feel
this
weird.
Choice.
She even jumped this morning about 6 feet in the air. Penelope is still pretty,
see,
you know, dealing with the aftershock.
We're both the youngest. We know.
She's skittish as heck, too. So it makes me freak out, too, as well. And that was just the reaction from the pink shorts that she saw me wear throughout the entire weekend,
excuse
too.
Me.
Yeah.
Morning radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.